lucky for you. That's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you. I can barely breathe.
All right, we go around the room. We share things that we're into. For me, it's a book. I can't say the full title, but it's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. But I think you can figure out that.
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that book.
I think it's been out for a little bit, but I'm finally jumping on the train. Mark Manson's the author, and I'm kind of, I'm only a chapter into it, so I can't fully describe the book, but I do like it so far. But here's kind of like something they'd say describing it. So this isn't necessarily my own words, but they say author Mark Manson makes the argument, backed by both academic research and poop jokes, that improving our life kind of hinges not on our ability to turn lemons into lemonade, but on learning to stomach lemons better. Human beings are flawed and limited. Not everybody can be extraordinary. There are winners and there are losers in society, and some of it's not fair, and none of it, and sometimes it's not even your fault. He advises you to get to know your limitations and accept them and start confronting painful truths. We can begin to find the courage, perseverance, honesty, responsibility, curiosity, and forgiveness that we seek when we do that.
So, sounds like the perfect book for you, plus the poop jokes.
There's a lot of poop and a lot of F words. It's like I'm talking to Liv. I love it. So that's what I'm into this week. Alex, what are you into?
All right, so how much do I clown on American Idol?
All the time.
Hate it. I think you're lame AF if you watch American Idol still. I mean, I just think it's for meemaws and peepaws. However, I was tricked, swindled, and gypped into liking someone who was just on the last season, I guess. Because
meemaw Alex in the house.
Yeah, I just discovered this new song. I had no idea who the person was that was singing it. I guess they were the second runner-up to American Idol last season, Alejandro Aranda or something. He got second place, but he has his like artist name on iTunes and stuff is Scary Pool Party, which is kind of funny. So if you search for Scary Pool Party, he has a ton of good music. It's like all acoustic, and I was just blown away by the lyrics and how beautiful these songs are, and the guitar in a lot of his songs sounds to me a lot like John Mayer, so I'm very into it. But this song is called Fading Away by Scary Pool Party.
As we fell apart, you took my whole heart away.
Voice.
Yeah.
Meemaw Alex with the bop this week. Thanks, Meemaw.
I was seriously bawling my eyes out listening to his music yesterday. Just sitting there crying.
Oh, well, that's good stuff right there. I like that voice. Liv the Web Girl, what are you into?
So I'm into a song by Vance Joy, who is one of my favorite artists. And I've just been jamming out to this song so much. It's kind of different, but I just love it. It's called Straight In.
I got goosebumps, Liv. And that's Vance Joy. They sing the song you might know, Riptide, right?
What is this song called?
It's called Straight Into Your Arms. This is Vance Joy. He does sing Riptide. He has the most versatile voice.
Thought it was
in
a woman
world.
For a second.
Yeah, his voice is super high in this song.
No, totally. Serious.
But he has other songs where like his voice is totally different. He is amazing. Check him out and check this song out.
All right, cool. That's what we're into. You can see all these. We have swipe up links for each individual one on our Instagram story. It's at Joe and Alex Show.